French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is the metric system. Not working up an appetite over that subject? I don't blame you. It seems a tad dry, maybe math heavy. But you've listened to me this long, so hang tight, dear listeners. We will get to some food in no time. Let me start this part by saying the USA perpetually has blown it when it comes to how we do our weights and measures. That spills over into the kitchen, too. We are much more prone to error than the folks elsewhere who are cooking using the much more practical metric system. In the classic movie Pulp Fiction, there is that unforgettable scene where the John Travolta character Vincent is talking to the Samuel L. Jackson character Jules about the differences between life in Europe versus what we have here. Here goes. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese and pears, Jules? They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese? No, they got the metric system there. They wouldn't know what the, insert a bad word here, a quarter pounder is. What'd they call it? They call it Royale with cheese. Royale with cheese? What'd they call a Big Mac? Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac. Le Big Mac? Aha! What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go into a Burger King. So, there you have it. One of the greatest scenes in one of the greatest movies in the history of Hollywood, and they are discussing, in their rough way, the metric system. I told you it was going to get good. The metric system was first proposed in 1791. It was adopted by the French Revolutionary Assembly in 1795. There was considerable resistance to the system at first, and its use was not made compulsory in France until 1837. The system was not an immediate success. It was abolished by Napoleon in 1812 and only reinstated in 1840. By then, other countries had begun to adopt it, usually in the wake of political upheavals of their own. In the kitchen and cookbooks, it would be so much clearer than what most of us still use. Sometimes life gets astonishingly like it's right out of a movie. Pull up a chair. Several years ago, I was in a spa for a massage up in Orlando. It was a very nice place. My masseuse simply couldn't help telling me that she had been giving a rub down to Hollywood legend John Travolta just before me. I kind of let that spin around in my head. I tried to let it go. A half an hour later, I was in the dressing room lacing up my shoes after a hot shower and getting dressed. As I was leaning over to do this task, a man's bare feet entered my field of vision. I thought, wouldn't it be weird if those feet were attached to John Travolta? Nah, no way. I stood up. Yep, John Travolta was standing right there smack in front of me, waiting to reach his locker. He blinked, turned his head to the side, paused a beat, and then said, "Hey, I know you, right?" I said, as Samuel L. Jackson as I could, "No, Vincent, you may think you know me, but you do not." A metric second later, we both laughed. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.